Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
You will be seeing and hearing. You won't be seeing so much. You'll be hearing more of John Weideman. He is the play-by-play voice of your Chicago Blackhawks. Tough game last night, John. I asked you to just visit with us for a little bit today. I thought we were going to be having a happier conversation when I asked you to come on, sir.
Well, John, first of all, I appreciate you asking, and I am grateful to you for having me on your show. And I guess I, in a way, you know, felt the same way because I had high hopes that the Blackhawks could, you know, win, you know, the game, the first game against the Vegas Golden Knights. But, you know, Vegas is not going to be an easy team to put away. And I think Troy Murray said it best in our post game. They play a complete game. They play the kind of a game where all four lines can be effective. And he also said something last night I found very interesting. He said he felt like that the Vegas Golden Knights had the best contingent of four lines. In other words, first line was the best, second line was the best, third line was the best, and fourth line was the best. I know that's confusing to the listeners, but if you compare the lines to all the other NHL teams, I think that's the point he was making, is that at that level, fourth line level, third line level, second line level, first line level, he felt that Vegas had the most effective lines of all. And on top of that, they've got really solid defense. Their defensemen are big, and they're pretty whole. This is not going to be an easy series that the Blackhawks are going to win it.
We just didn't get off that many shots last night, it seemed.
No. They got away 20 shots, and among those 20 shots, I don't know that there were that many great chances.
I know.
You know, Troy, I continue to go back to Troy. He's my partner, and he does a great job of researching and talking to people and finding out facts. Another thing that he said that I think was uber relevant, especially for the series, is the fact that Vegas generates the highest number of chances between the circles in the offensive zone, and the Blackhawks were 31st, in other words, last in the NHL. So that's got to change. Patrick Kane I'm not going to him as a lightning rod for criticism. I would never do that because I love the kid, and I think he's a generational talent. But if you were to ask him, I think he'd tell you, yeah, things have been a little bit slow here, and I need to pick it up. So I expect to see something like that in game number two. I think that they needed to play Vegas at least one game to kind of find out what they were dealing with. And right. Let's be honest
about
the Oilers and Vegas. They're completely different. So there's an adjustment.
Yeah, right. I mean, that was some of the commentary I was following online yesterday, too, is that we can rent a track meet against the Oilers, but it's a different game with Vegas. So you started to answer my question. I'm going to be watching this and listening to this next game, whatever. What am I going to look for if I want to be hopeful? And one will be more productivity from Patrick Kane. You described the middle part of the ice, and we need to control the puck better there. Give me one other thing that I will notice, and if this is happening, I'll feel good about the game tomorrow.
First of all, John, thanks for listening, by the way. So, you know, I always appreciate that. We need as many listeners on the bandwagon as we can get.
Amen,
we're
brother.
We're always appreciative. But I think as far as a specific answer to your question is concerned, what I will say is I believe that the Blackhawk forwards need to get to the net front and engage in a battle. I didn't see as much challenging of the front of the Vegas net that I wanted to see last night. And, you know, the other part of that is if the defense are shooting the puck from the points and out near the blue line, that area straight away from the front of the net, by the way, for the listeners at the blue line, that's called the deep slot. You hear me refer to that every now and again.
Yeah.
Some broadcasters call it a center point. There's no such thing as a center point. But anyway, that area is a point where there a lot of shots originate toward the net. And so if the Blackhawks defensemen, and even if the forwards can participate in this, getting shots through and getting people in front of Leonard, it seems so elemental, but it's so important. Because if the goaltender can't really see the puck, and he's got people in front of him battling for position, well, the puck's going to slip through. And that's, I think, how they're going to be able to score goals. And if they can get a couple by Robin Leonard, who had some equipment malfunctions last night.
I noticed that.
You know, I think they have a chance to get back in the series.
So when I'm watching it, I'm going to say stuff like that, and it's going to happen, and it'll be 4:30. Is it afternoon game tomorrow? Is that it, John?
Right, 4:30.
All right.
And Chris Bowden will tee things up around 4 o'clock.
Good to hear your voice. Keep doing what you do, John Weideman.
Thank you, my friend. I appreciate you having me on. Hi to all your listeners.
Yeah, they're yours too, my friend. That's John Weideman. This is WGN. The news is coming up.